I'm hoping, like probably a lot of oncologists listening to this right now, that the more I hear this, the more eventually it's going to make sense to me. But how about Sandy Swain's study in inflammatory breast cancer? Can you talk about that?
Well, Sandy Swain's study used some different technology and was in patients with locally advanced or inflammatory breast cancer. They were treated with a single dose of bevacizumab and then had docetaxel and doxorubicin added to the bevacizumab for the rest of their neoadjuvant therapy. They did a whole host of correlative studies, including biopsies to try and look at some genomic array studies. They didn't directly measure the tumor interstitial pressure, but they did use the dynamic contrast MRI to try and measure the perfusion as well as the permeability of those vessels after an initial dose of bevacizumab and then after a couple of doses of the combined therapy. They also obviously measured the clinical response and they collected blood and serum samples for a bunch of other circulating correlative studies. I think what was perhaps most interesting and not surprising to me is that they saw improvements in the appearance of some of those patients with inflammatory breast cancer even after their first dose of bevacizumab before they'd even gotten chemotherapy. And if you think about the intense vasculature and the leakiness of those structures with all of the skin edema and inflammatory breast cancer, it's hopefully not surprising that you would expect to see improvement just with an anti-angiogenic agent, at least in the short term.
And actually, Sandy just says that the patients actually felt the breast being not as warm.
Yes, which is exactly what you would expect. If you have pruned some of those vessels, decreased the overall vascular structure, decreased leaking of intravascular fluid into the tumor interstitium, you would expect the breast to be less warm. You'd expect it to feel less heavy and less engorged to those patients. And you might see an increase in perfusion if you actually measure that by the dynamic contrast MRI in the short term.
This concludes the first CD. For more from the interview with Dr. Miller, please turn to the second CD.